It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
It don't mean a thing. Little sports? Little sports? Listen, man.
It's just soccer.
It is a world. I'm not talking soccer. I'm still on baseball.
Oh, no. Baseball's not
world
a little sport.
World Baseball Classic, man.
That baseball's not a little sport, but we just don't care.
The United States is taking it seriously. Maybe not all the United States players are, but listen, they have in the past. I mean, they have. Trout's been in the past one. So has. I mean, they don't all play it every year, but that is a pretty good dang U.S. lineup.
I will tell you what I told. I will say what I said off the air. This tournament is the USA's breadcrumbs to the rest of the world. Like, here's a tournament for you guys to come win because we just don't really care.
Do you know why there haven't been? I mean, okay, sorry. No, go. Just keep going. I want actually.
It's very similar to what South America does for the United States in soccer, where they do that Copa de Americas. So we can feel good about ourselves in soccer. So we can compete in a tournament where we may actually have a chance, and every now and then we get to the finals. They don't care about the Copa de Americas. We care about the Copa de Americas because it's a soccer tournament we might be able to win. We don't care about the Baseball Classic. They care about the Baseball Classic because it's a baseball tournament they actually might be able to win. They're breadcrumbs, man. That's what these tournaments are for. They don't mean anything to us.
Do you think that if the United States had the best team possible, they possibly put out there, the United States team?
In baseball. Yeah.
Do you think they would win a World Baseball Classic?
Well, considering the lineups that you read off for Venezuela and for
Dominican Republic. Not to mention the Japanese, who have several players who, I mean, they pay their players so well that many of those guys just don't bother to come over here.
Right. It would be tough, but we have a better chance than with the team we have fielded now.
You tell me, I mean, come on, man. I mean, you tell me. You got Giancarlo Stanton at first base. I mean, is he okay? You got Brandon Crawford at second.
Well, Giancarlo Stanton at first base. No, you've got Paul Goldschmidt at first base.
Well, either one of those two guys you could have at first base.
Yeah, but Giancarlo Stanton's natural position is not first base.
It is first base.
Well, they have him ranked here in Major League Baseball stats somewhere else. They've got...
But he plays first base.
Well, so does Ian Desmond, but he's not really a first baseman.
Well...
Our best
okay,
first baseman...
Okay, fine, Goldschmidt.
He's our third best first baseman, according to stats, in Major League Baseball.
Who's ahead of him?
Miguel Cabrera and Joey Votto.
Okay, Miguel Cabrera is not U.S. American.
Right, so
Venezuela.
We can't have him, so he's
Joey
number one.
Joey Votto, is he hurt?
I don't know.
He's played in all the other ones. He's usually pretty, the pineapple or whatever they call him, the flying pineapple or the crazy pina or whatever they call him is.
We've got Eric Hosmer, who's our eighth best.
He is World Series winner, great first baseman, a lot of power.
So our second baseman is who?
Brandon Crawford.
Again, not even ranked last year.
What? Number three. You said number three.
No, not.
Brandon Crawford. He may be third.
Top 10 second
Nolan
baseman.
Nolan Arenado at third baseman.
Nolan Arenado is.
Okay, then put the second baseman. Who are the top 10?
So we've got Jose Altuve, who's, I don't think he's American, right?
Nope.
Robinson Cano with the Mariners.
Dominican.
Oh.
Venezuelan was Altuve.
Jason Kipnis is number three with the Indians.
Okay.
D. Gordon, who I like D. Gordon.
Yeah, well, he's been out with that.
Ben Zobrist. Ben Zobrist.
Yeah.
Ian Kinsler, Dustin Pedroia.
Okay, Ian Kinsler's on the team.
Okay, so we're good. We have our sixth best second baseman.
Okay, so, okay.
We've got Nolan Arenado.
Okay. Decent.
Shortstop. Who's our shortstop?
Oh, you tell me you're one looking at the list.
No, you've got the lineup.
I'm not looking at the lineup.
The lineup from the team. So our number one, according to Major League Baseball last year, the number one shortstop last year was Carlos Correa, followed by Troy Tulowitzki, then Francisco Lindor, et cetera, et cetera. Brandon Crawford is there, and I think he's on the team. So again, we have a middle of the pack shortstop.
Middle of the road shortstop.
Yeah, who's our shortstop?
The shortstop here
I think
is
you said Brandon Crawford, right?
Brandon Crawford is a shortstop. Yes,
he's our sixth best.
Okay,
shortstop.
But he's
middle of the road top 10.
Well, no, I mean he's a guy who's a Gold Glove guy. He's just not always Gold Glove all the time. You have Nolan. You have Daniel mm-hmm. Murphy. You have Daniel Murphy and Ian Kinsler for second base. Paul Goldschmidt and Eric Hosmer at first base.
So we have Ian Kinsler. Daniel is not on this list.
Daniel Murphy is okay. Well, Eric Hosmer, you got Ian Kinsler, you got Nolan Arenado, you got Matt Carpenter, you got Alex Bregman.
I don't see either of those names here on any of these lists.
Oh, for crying out loud, man. Just because he's not on the list doesn't mean they're not
these
good.
Are statistically the best players in Major League Baseball, man. And if we're not getting those.
Is Adam Jones? I mean, just tell me, without looking at the statistics, is Adam Jones a pretty good player for the Orioles?
Where is
he hits a lot of home runs.
What's his position?
Outfield. outfield okay, man.
But, you know, there's three positions in the outfield.
Yeah, left out. I don't know.
They're nice. Well done.
Andrew McCutcheon.
Adam Jones was not listed in the top 10 for any of the left.
He had 47 center. Home runs, man.
Doesn't mean he's a good fielder.
47 home runs.
Doesn't mean he's a good fielder. And we're going to be hitting against, you know, non-American League East pitchers. Suck.
Andrew McCutcheon, Pirates.
Hold on.
Andrew McCutcheon, Pirates.
What position?
Outfield? Outfielder.
All right, Andrew McCutcheon. Okay, all right. So he's our number two center fielder.
Giancarlo Stanton, outfielder.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Lots of home runs.
He is
Lots of home runs.
Number two right fielder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Christian Yelich from the Marlins.
No.
I'm just saying, man, we've got to get
he's
stop
not
it.
On this list.
Well, he's fourth. So there it is.
He's not on this list. But we don't have Mike Trout. We don't have Brian Harper.
Who cares?
I care. If we really cared, we'd be sending our best players. Our absolute best players. That would be like, hey, we're going to put together an Olympic basketball team. We could have Magic and
except
Bird.
We'd really love to have the team, but then it's too bad that LeBron James said he's not going to play.
Well, that would
LeBron James said he's not going to play. I mean, people say they're not going to.
We have better players than LeBron James anyway. You send KD, we'll send Curry, we'll send.
Okay, but a lot of these guys have said they're not going to play anymore. I'm just saying. Yes, there are a lot of good players, but if you were to look at some of those guys, for instance, you know, if you went back to the NBA and one of the NBA guys is Fareed, who played, you know, in the World Basketball Championships.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in the top probably 10 in any of
these. I would say we would not be sending our best basketball players. And I like Kenneth Fareed, but he's not among our best basketball players to be sending to represent us internationally. Okay.
Buster Posey is
Buster
a catcher.
Posey's
Jonathan Lucroy from the Rangers and AJ Ellis from the Marlins are all great. Catchers.
See, you use the word great like
what
I
great?
Put cheese on spaghetti. It's not. These are not great players. These are good players.
I think you spelled that differently than the one.
Right. Yeah. Talked. Great and great. That was. I did not intend to do that.
But it was. Funny, but yes, man, Paul Goldschmidt.
They're good players. They're not great players. Our great players, we've got Nolan Arenado, who's a great player. Actually, as I look at this, most of our great players in Major League Baseball right now are not from the United States. And maybe that's the problem.
Well, that may be a problem.
That's why we don't care.
Do you know what that's called? Parody.
And I'm okay with that.
No, but why? I want Carlos Gonzalez to do well, and I want, even though he doesn't pitch for us anymore, I want Yulis Chacin to pitch well, and I'm biased towards the Venezuelans, of course, but I want Franklin Morales to pitch well. I want all these guys to pitch well. I'd like to see Buster Posey take a bat to the other knee. I mean, just saying.
I don't know what you mean by take a bat to the enemy.
No, to the other knee.
Oh, to the other knee. Okay.
I wasn't going to have to take no.
I just think, listen, I'm okay if the United States loses this tournament, as long as we fielded our best possible team. And as I look at that lineup, I feel like there are some holes we could have had better players in. I still don't think as a country we take this tournament seriously.
I think that's a mistake. I think we should.
Well,
listen, this is the reason why I hate All-Star games, but I love this kind of stuff. Like when they get the hockey all together, the world hockey stuff, and this with the baseball, where they get the best players in the world playing for their countries in games that matter to try and come up with a tournament that ultimately has a world champion, and these guys play hard and try hard. And there's like last World Baseball Classic, the Mexicans and the Canadians were brawling like for an extended period of time, all sorts of nonsense was going. It was crazy.
But
it was so good because they are so passionate about this
but we
because
are
they
not.
Want to win for the country. Yes,
but,
we are.
No, we're not. we are not nearly as passionate about our sports as a lot of those European
teams. I think that's sad that you're not as passionate about baseball on a world stage.
I love baseball, but I just don't care about the... I mean, I'll watch the World Cup Classic or World Classic of Baseball, but I won't...
World Baseball Classic.
World Baseball Classic.
March 3rd to the 22nd?
I won't... I'll keep an eye on it. I will probably keep an eye on it. I will not be focused on it because, one, I'm looking at our lineup. We're going to get slaughtered. It just doesn't matter, man. People in Venezuela get really excited about Copa de America?
No, because they're absolutely awful.
They don't care.
Sport. No, they're absolutely off, but they do. So when I was in Venezuela and the Venezuelan soccer team in that year made it to the quarterfinals and we were in a mall in Venezuela, and it was at 10 o'clock at night, and it was completely packed because everyone was watching as they beat Peru 1-0. And then there were even more people who were at that place when Venezuela went to the semifinals, and it was almost rioting in the streets. It was really almost rioting. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. And Venezuela is an awful soccer country.
I can guarantee you, if America gets to the finals of the World Baseball Classic, there will be literally tens of people at a mall watching it on a television somewhere.
Tens of thousands, man.
Tens of people who will even know it's happening.
Yay, baseball!
And I like baseball.
Real baseball, man, not fake baseball. That's what I'm saying.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.